Perhaps you are beset by a sense of permanence, by thinking that you will not die soon, and that while you are still alive, you need especially good food, clothing, and conversation. Out of desire for the wondrous effects of the present, even if they are of little meaning in the long run, you are ready to employ all sorts of shameless exaggerations and devices to get what you want. Making loans at high interest, looking down on your friends, starting court proceedings, all for the sake of more than adequate provisions. Having given over your life to such activities, money becomes more attractive than study, and even if you attempt practice, you do not pay much attention to it. If a page falls out of a book, you might hesitate to retrieve it. But if some money falls to the ground, there is no question. If you encounter those who have really devoted their lives to deeper pursuits, you might think well of that devotion, but that would be all. Whereas, if you see someone dressed in finery, displaying his or her wealth, you would wish for it, lust after it, hope for it, with more and more attachment. Ultimately, you will do anything to get it. Once you are intent on the fineries of this life, your afflictive emotions increase, which in turn necessarily bring about more bad deeds. These counterproductive emotions only lead to trouble, making yourself and those around you uncomfortable. Even if you briefly learn how to practice the stages of the path to enlightenment, you acquire more and more material things and get involved with more and more people to the point where you are, so to speak, practicing the superficialities of this life, meditatively cultivating desire for friends and hatred for enemies, and trying to figure out ways to fulfill these afflictive emotions. At that point, even if you hear about real beneficial practice, you are apt to feel, yes, that is so, but, one but after another. Indeed, you have become accustomed to afflictive emotions throughout your beginningless cyclic existence, but now you have added on the very practice of superficiality. This makes the situation even worse, turning you away from what will really help. Driven by such lust, you will find no comfort. You are not making others happy, and certainly not yourself. As you become more self-centered, my this, my that, my body, my wealth, anyone who interferes immediately becomes an object of anger. Although you make so much out of my friends and my relatives, they cannot help you at birth or at death. You come here alone, and you have to leave alone. If on the day of your death a friend could accompany you, attachment would be worthwhile, but it cannot be so. When you are reborn in a totally unfamiliar situation, if your friend from the last lifetime could be of some help, that too would be something to consider, but it is not to be had. Yet, in between birth and death, for several decades, it is my friend, my sister, my brother. This misplaced emphasis does not help at all, except to create more bewilderment, lust, and hatred.